The next question will begin with Mr. Marsden. Many people think the county executive sets policy. However, the county board sets policy. Therefore, how would you work with the county board to implement the policies set by the county board? And how would you work with the county board to get your ideas into policy?
Well, I think the question should be rephrased. I think that the first thing is the county executive should recommend to the county board policies that are going to affect Outagamie County, because he's the one that's going to have to implement those policies and see to it they're carried out. If it affects labor or if it affects growth and development, the county county executive is the one that should be working with the local units of government and communicating with our state legislators and other legislators to determine what policy would best serve us as a community. And then he should be carrying that information to the county board in hopes the county board would develop policy that will work on behalf of Outagamie County. It could be very difficult if the county board on their own set policy for the county executive to administer, only to find out that it won't work. And that therefore, it's imperative that the county executives stay in contact with the county board at all times so they understand the needs of the community.
Thank you. Mr. Tom Nelson.
Having spent 6 years in the legislature, I've seen firsthand a pretty concrete example about how a legislative entity and the executive does not always work that well. In fact, there's never been a reputation, has not had a reputation of having a really strong, productive working relationship. And that goes for regardless of what party is in control of either House or the governor's office. However, here in Outagamie County, it's very different. And I think the kind of partnership, the kind of relationship that we have between the county board and the county executive is very unique, not just compared to what happens on Madison, but also what happens across the state in various counties. I think that kind of relationship, that kind of partnership has served this county extremely well. So not only do I understand this historical precedent, but I also understand the value that it brings. I think if you look at the result, the kind of budgets, I think if you look at the kind of policies that the county board and the county executive has set and administered, I think it's been very, very productive. And you compare us to other counties, I think it's a very, very strong track record. So the question about how you would implement your policies and how the county board would implement its policies, I think the type of working partnership that already exists, I think, is a very strong precedent, one that I continue, that I plan to continue to work on. And I think it goes both ways. I think when you have an understanding from the county executive and an understanding from the perspective of the county board, but also more importantly, that there is respect from both sides, that they respect the opinions and beliefs of each, I think you can find out in the end that both the county executive and the county board will be more productive in implementing each other's ideas. I think how you can do it from the perspective of a county executive, I think attend the meetings where you're welcome and where it makes sense, attend committee meetings as well as the board meetings, but also to encourage the county board members to also work with you and the various agencies that you're working with. So I think this isn't something that we need to recreate. I think it's already been done and done well, and I plan to continue along those same lines.
Thank you. Mr. Mike Thomas?
Yeah, I think, frankly, policy is probably a misnomer because most of the policies come down from the state, whether they're underfunded mandates in health and human services or other policies that the county is an extension of the state and has to follow that policy. I would equate policy really to priorities. And I think one of the things you failed to mention in detail about the explanation of the responsibility of the county executive is to have a budget and to create a budget. Now, I would do this in collaboration with the county board. I was on the county board, on finance. I know how it works. And I think you need to be in collaboration with them. 10 years ago, when I was on finance, I wanted to take 4 hours on a Saturday morning and basically set priorities and play a what-if game like you do in the private sector. What if we get cut $10 million? What would be your priority? It narrowly failed in 1917 because back then we were in pretty good shape. There was no recession. There was no hurricane that was coming upon us like it is right now. My first act, and if you take a look at my flyer, is I would have the collaborate with the county board to set priorities. I would say I need to have what feeling from what your constituents feel are the priorities before I set the budget. That doesn't happen right now. Right now the county executive sets that in a vacuum, and then it goes before the finance committee, and then they finally vote on it. But I think you need to get the county involved with the priorities. I'm a very good relationship with a lot of members on the county board. I was on the county board for many years. And I see that as a partnership between the county executive and the county board to craft this budget. Because it's going to be very, very difficult. If the money isn't going to be there, the state has no money. There's no stimulus money, no tobacco money, no lobbying from transportation funds, and the $3.3 billion in the hole. And it's coming downhill, and it's coming very fast with us. So I think that's exactly what I would do. I don't really call it policy, because I think very rarely does the county really get involved with what I would call strictly policy. That's more of a Madison situation. I think the priorities are what are important. When we set the budget, we have to have the priorities. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Jack Boyd?
The policy is also right here, in big terms, 600 some pages, is the budget. And Mike is correct. County government is an extension of state and federal mandates and underfunded mandates. Certainly, there are 36 supervisors on the county board. They will occasionally bring a particular motion to the county board for approval. But certainly, a lot of those things are driven by the state and federal mandates. And certainly, as county executive, I would work with the current administration, whoever is in charge, at the federal level and the state level. We need to work as a partner to create the opportunities we want in this county. Certainly, collaboration is important, regionalization is important. I think those partnerships are important. But also, I think we need, as a county executive, needs to focus on the idea of working with the county board to look at long-term policy or long-term budget versus short-term as well. I think as a good county executive, you need to listen, you need to hear what they're saying, and follow through, because we don't need discommunication. We need communication among everyone to make certain we're a functional county. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Charles Quayman?
I guess the first thing I'm going to do is talk to each committee chair, sell my thoughts to them, convince them I got the right thoughts, and we'll go to their committee. And we'll convince the committee that our thoughts are the right ones, and we will work this thing through as a team. There's no executive that will just rule this county board. The board does set policy. I think everybody ought to understand that. The board does set policy. I think the best thing is to work with the committee chairs, with the committee, be a team player, keep this thing as smooth as can be. Money's going to be tight and tough, and it's going to get real hard. And we can do it. It'll work.
Thank you. And Ms. Anstrom.
I do agree with Supervisor Kramer, with Mr. Kramer on this one, as well as with Mike Thomas. As far as being in a vacuum right now, I think that's one change that we can do at our executive level, is to include the committee chairs in the budget process early on, and I think that will make a big difference. I have served with the board. I'm in my fourth term right now, and the last three terms I've been elected to the appointment committee, and that's a very prestigious committee in that it assigns the members their committees for the next 2 years. And that shows that they have trusted me to do this over the last three terms, so it wasn't just once and booted out. And so I do have a good working relationship with this board, which I think is very important. I also have the support of the board chair, which is also important. And to be able to work with the board and the board chair is what we're going to need to do, because less vetoes, better government. Thank you.
Thank you.